In connection with attack on former Mazabuka MP Gary Nkombo. Lusaka mayoral aspirant Keti Nanyangwe, NGOCC executive director Beauty Katere, 11 others arrested, charged with idle standing and disorderly conduct. In international news, U.S. sanctions Tanzanian police official over torture of rights activists. And in sports, a power dynamo ready to crown title defense in style against Mufulira Wanderers.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Police have arrested five suspects in connection with the recent attack on former Mazabuka Member of Parliament, Gary Nkombo. The suspects are Bilden Shalova, 50, from Waterfalls Compound, Lusaka, Emmanuel Mwemba, 35, from Nkarika Compound, Mazabuka, Chiruka Siata Wanike, 25, from Zambia Compound, Monze, Luweba Usanzia, 26, from Manungu Compound in Monze, Jeremiah Usanzia, 33, from Manungu Compound, Monze. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namayongo confirmed that the suspects are currently in police custody and are expected to appear in court soon. Meanwhile, UPND Lusaka mayoral aspirant Keti Nanyangwe, along with 12 others, have been charged with idle standing and disorderly conduct during the filing of her nomination papers. All the suspects, including Beauty Katere, executive director of Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, have been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. United Party for National Development, Chirawombwe mayoral aspirant Job Munangandu has petitioned the party's Secretary General, Patrice Inenda, demanding the immediate publication of a clear and official list of adopted parliamentary, mayoral and ward candidates for the upcoming August polls. Mr. Munangandu has also called for an investigation into the issuance of adoption certificate to multiple candidates, raising concerns about the integrity of the adoption process. In this letter, Mr. Munangandu has described the current situation as one marked by deceit, which he says has sparked confusion and division within the ruling party. He states that the party is now engulfed in chaos. In an open letter addressed to Mr. Inenda, Mr. Munangandu reminded the party leadership of its promise to Zambians to uphold transparency, discipline and good governance, principles he says are being contradicted by the messy intra-party democracy. He further warned that the continued silence from party leaders on these developments will only deepen the disorder. This petition highlights growing tensions within the UPND ahead of the crucial August elections. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Zambia says it is concerned about cases where more than one aspiring candidate from the same political party has presented adoption certificates for the same elected position during the ongoing nomination process. Speaking in a statement, Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said the affected candidates and their political parties have been referred back to resolve the matter internally before nominations can continue. Mr. Kasaro said the filing of nominations for presidential, national assembly and local government elections is progressing as scheduled across the country despite the challenges. In another development, media mogul and entrepreneur Kenny Tonga, popularly known as Kenny T, alongside multi-award-winning Zambian artist, rapper and social media influencer Nezlong, have been unveiled as the new brand ambassadors for Batika Zambia. The announcement was made during the Batika Zambia brand ambassador launch experience held last evening in Lusaka. Kenny T, who is also Powerhouse Media Group's chief executive officer and anchor of the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, and Nezlong were officially introduced as faces of the brand for 1 year. And the Zambian government has hailed the appointment of the two public figures, highlighting it as a reflection of the growing influence of the country's creative and entertainment sector. Speaking at the event, Sports, Youth and Arts Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chireshe commended the duo for building strong personal brands through discipline, consistency and hard work. Mr. Chireshe emphasized that Kenny T and Nezlong represent the aspirations of many young Zambians and that their partnership with Batika will promote not only the brand but also responsible entertainment, responsible gaming and positive youth engagement. Representing the Permanent Secretary, Mrs. Doris Mulenga, Chief Sports Development Officer, further reiterated government's commitment to ensuring that the growth of the gaming and betting industry aligns with national development goals, youth empowerment, and responsible participation. While acknowledging the sector's contribution to economic growth and job creation, Mr. Chileche stressed the importance of ethical practices, consumer protection and raising awareness about responsible gaming. He called on companies operating in the betting and gaming industry to collaborate closely with the government and other stakeholders in advancing financial literacy, youth development programs, sports initiatives and community engagement activities. This partnership is poised to strengthen the link between Zambia's entertainment industry and responsible business practices in the gaming sector. In international news, the U.S. has sanctioned a senior Tanzanian police official over allegations linked to the torture and sexual assault of East African rights activists Boniface Mwangi and Agatha Atuhaire last year. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio said the State Department had designated Faustine Jackson Mafuele based on credible information that he was involved in gross violations of human rights. Tanzania's Foreign Affairs Minister Mahmoud Tabib Kombo told the BBC that the government was yet to receive the formal designation which bars Mfuele from entering the United States. The sanctions come amid growing scrutiny of Tanzania's human rights record, with U.S. lawmakers calling for tougher action. Still in international news, Senegal's livestock markets are facing a shortage of sheep just days before Tabaski, as insecurity in neighboring Mali disrupts a key supply route and pushes prices sharply higher. Traders say the crisis in Mali has slowed the movement of animals onto Senegal, leaving buyers struggling to afford sheep for one of the most important festivals in the Muslim calendar. Jihadists have blocked the roads and vehicles can neither enter